Hello, this is Brian1980, welcoming you back to Let's Play Entombed. In the last episode, we created a elven necromancer named Ren Elesidil, who was thrown into the dungeon because she apparently raised a duke from the dead and used him as a personal slave. Now, I don't know if this is actually something they hard-coded into the game, but you know, on purpose, but I've noticed that the elvish necromancers always seem to raise nobles as slaves, whereas the human necromancers seem to always raise armies of animal skeletons, which is kind of ironic in a way, because obviously you can only summon one skeleton at a time when you're actually playing the game. Now, we have a companion already. We have a pet wolf who I named Silvermane. And we also have a weapon, quote-unquote, but I'm going to unequip it and get rid of it, actually, because it's really not very effective. Now, you press the E key to access the equipment menu, and then you up and down arrow, or even left and right arrows will work. You arrow to the body part you want to equip something on or remove something. Now, this branch is a two-handed weapon, so you can click on either hand.
Canceled. Option canceled.
Now it's just in our inventory. You just hit I to access your inventory, and then arrow to the item. I'm going to drop it, because, like I said, it's really not very effective. It is... Oh, now, if you want to check out your characters... you can hit the C key,
character details.
And then you tab or shift tab between the various characters, not characters. We have Ren, and then we have Silvermane. Now, you may have heard an option for in Ren's menu called allocate skill points. You start out with one skill point, and you gain another skill point every time you gain an experience level. The skill points are how you train up your various abilities and skills. Most of the time, skills have a max level of 5, and most skills start at 1, so you need 4 skill points to max out. You start with 1 skill point, so you could conceivably raise 1 skill up to 2 right from the get-go, in which case you'd just need... 3 more skill points. And actually, I'm going to...
General allocate skill points. Ren Elesidil has 1 skill point. The following skills can be improved. Ice Blast. Level 1 of 5.
Ice Blast. That's, like I said, that's the necromancer's... One of the necromancer's attack spells. That one, well, as its name implies, it fires off a blast of ice. It's very useful because you can target it, meaning you can zero in on a opponent's specific body part, which means you can win some battles pretty easily if you target the head and you do enough damage. That's the one I'm going to be focusing on. Then we also have
Banish Undead, level 1 of 5.
Banish Undead. It doesn't... Generally, it's been my experience that this spell doesn't usually banish undead instantaneously, but it does do a lot. I mean, it can harm anything, I believe, but it's most effective naturally against undead, zombies, skeletons, that sort of thing. I'll probably raise that one up if I can.
Daggers and knives, level 1 of 5.
Daggers and knives. This is the skill for, well, obviously daggers and knives. That's the necromancer's weapon.
Staves, level 1 of 5.
Or staves.
Swords, level 1 of 5.
Or swords. For some reason, a necromancer can use a sword, but I don't know if I'm going to do that, but we might. We'll see.
Confirm changes.
Yeah. Now, the necromancer also has a spell called Summon Bones, but that spell can't be leveled, obviously. Otherwise, it would be...
Ice Blast. Level 1 of 5.
Now, to increase a skill level, you'd use the plus sign.
Ice Blast has increased to level 2. Ice Blast. Level 2 of 5. Ren Elesidil has no more skill...
Or you can just hit equals. Now, you can subtract a skill point by hitting the minus sign.
Ice Blast has decreased to level 1.
But There's a catch. You can only do that until you hit confirm changes. So
this skill cannot be lowered past level 1.
I'm going to raise it up to level 2.
Ice Blast has increased to level 2.
Now, once I hit confirm changes, that one skill point will be gone forever. I cannot unlevel the Ice Blast spell once I do that.
Confirm
change. You also can't exit the skill point menu until you hit confirm changes.
Skill point changes saved. General information. Jobs. General information. Health status. Character statistic. Experience. Jobs. General information.
Now the jobs menu lets you see a description of
jobs.
The
general information. Jobs.
For some reason that doesn't
canceled.
Work.
Option canceled.
Odd. But anyway, we're gonna have a look around here. Ooh, we have an item here. Let's press G to see what it is.
The following items are lying here. Magic potion. Magic potion. Magic
ooh, a magic potion. And given the fact that
there
necromancers...
is a stairway down here.
Ooh, convenient. But we're not going to take that stairway just yet. Because, well, we should probably explore a little first.
Encountered four enemies. Renny Lesidol. Fight. Cave Bat 1. Cave Bat 2. Cave Bat. Cave Bat 4. Cave Bat 1.
Cave Bats. I hate these guys.
Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 4 damage. Critically injured. 2 damage. The Cave Bat...
Fortunately, they don't have many HP.
Silver Mane. Cave Bat 4. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated.
Yep.
Cave Bat 2. Renny Lesidol. 1 damage. Cave Bat 3. Silver Mane. 1 damage.
Yeah, anytime...
Cave Bat 2. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 7 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated.
Anytime your torso or your head gets mangled, you die.
Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 4 damage. Critically injured. Right wing. 2 damage. The Cave Bat has been defeated. 18 experience awarded. Encountered 3 enemies. Silver Mane. Cave Bat 2. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Renny Lesidol. 5. Cave Bat 1. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 2 damage. Injured. 2 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled.
Now,
the Cave Bat has been
if
defeated.
I had been using
Cave
that
three.
Stupid
Silver
tree
Mane,
branch,
one damage. Silver Mane. Cave Bat 3.
I would
Cave
be missing a lot more than
ground.
I have been.
8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. 60 experience awarded.
And yes, you can... hear how much experience you need.
Enemies. Silver Mane.
Game?
Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. Eight
well,
damage.
At least...
The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Renny Lesidol. Fuck Cave Bat 1. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 3 damage. Badly injured. 3 damage.
At least,
the Cave Bat's torso
I can hopefully
mangled.
Get to level
the Cave
2.
Cave Bat has been defeated. Cave Bat 3. Renny Lesidol. 1 damage. Cave Bat 4. Renny Lesidol. 1 damage. Silver Mane. Cave Bat 4. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 7 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Renny Lesidol. 5. Cave Bat 3. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 2 damage. Injured.
Damn it.
Cave Bat 3.
Game?
Cave Bat takes flight. Renny Lesidol. 5. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. Right leg. 2 damage. The Cave
Goodbye.
Bat's right leg is shattered. Critically injured. 2 damage. The Cave Bat has been defeated. 18 experience awarded.
No, viewers, I'm not going to waste my ice spell on a cave bat. That's 10 magic points right there.
Encountered 2 enemies. Kobold 2.
Now, these guys are another matter.
8 damage. Badly injured. Renny Lesidol. 5 magic. Some ice block. Kobold 1.
Now, to target an enemy, well, you first select the enemy you want to target, and then you hold down... a number on the numbers row. Numbers 1 and 3 are the left and right leg slash foot, respectively. Numbers 4 and 6 are the left and right arm and hand. And number 5 and 7 are the torso and waist, respectively. And number 8 is the head. So you hold down the number for the body part you want, and you press enter once you've got your enemy selected.
Head, 10 damage. The kobold
there we go.
Kobold 2, Silver Mane, 2 damage. Silver Mane, Kobold 2, 5 damage. Injured. Renny Lesidol, Fuck Magic, Sun Ice Block Cobalt 2.
Now, I could, if I wanted to, which I don't, I could use the Summon Bones spell to summon that kobold I just killed.
Head,
and he would have to fight with us.
The kobold has been defeated. 150 experience awarded.
Of course, you know, you can't control them. You also can't heal them if they take damage. If you try, they'll take more damage. Although, I suppose, if you wanted to get rid of them, you could
encountered one enemy.
Kill him that
way.
Oh god, tricksters.
Seven damage. Injured.
Like I said, you gotta be careful of tricksters, since they have the charm spell, which will cause you to always attack your own party and heal your enemies. Or heal the monsters.
Cobalt Trickster Thief. Cobalt Trickster Thief.
Oh, right.
Right arm, 10 damage. The Cobalt Trickster Thief's right arm is mangled. The Cobalt Trickster Thief drops a 4 copper knight sword. The Cobalt Trickster Thief has been defeated. 75 experience awarded. Collected 3 gold. Nearest unexplored space. South, 1. East, 4. North, 1.
Now, if you want to know how I did that, I just pressed the slash key, and it'll tell you the nearest unexplored space. Which is good, because you might find, useful items by completely exploring a floor. I'm not going to do that very often, because, well, it takes too long sometimes, but... Or at least I'm not going to do it on screen, I'll say that much. You know, maybe I'll, in the next episode, before... You know, I descend to another floor, I'll tell you what, if anything, I found, and hopefully tell you what it does. I don't know exactly what all the spells do yet.
Right hand, 8 damage. Peter Crag Sword's right hand is mangled. Peter Crag Sword drops a dubious copper Zephyrs. Badly injured. Peter Crag Sword. Peter Crag Sword casts Summon Anidol. A son of Giant Rat joins the battle.
That?
Silver Mane. Peter Crag Sword. 7 damage. Critically injured. Renny Lesidol.
That's another reason why the Trickster can be an annoying...
Peter Crag Sword. Peter Crag Sword is a female kobold thieves trickster.
Cancel. Yeah, that's another reason why the trickster class can be annoying, because they can summon animals.
Peter Crag Sword. Head, 11 damage. Peter Crag Sword has been defeated. Summon Giant Rat. Renny Lesidol, 3 damage. Silver Mane.
Rats.
Summon Giant Rat, 8 damage. The Summon Giant Rat has been defeated. 160 experience award.
Rats.
Renny Lesidol has attained level 2.
Okay, level 2. Now... That means we get one more skill point. I kind of hit the control key. I should have let you hear the whole... Well, I'll try and do it next time. But it tells you that your stats have increased, how many magic points, how many hit points you gain, and your overall attributes and whatnot. But when you reach level 2, not only do you gain another skill point, but you also become experienced enough to choose a second job. Excuse me while I have a sip of Dr. Pepper. I don't know if...
Sir Peter Crag Sword, Port Archwood Buckler, Dubious Cotton Loincloth, Port Archwood Pick, Dubious Peter Crag Sword Core, Dubious Copper Zephyrs, you picked up at Dubious Cotton Loincloth, Peter Crag Sword Cancelled.
But...
Renny Allo, choose second...
You see, there's an option for choose secondary job.
Okay, skip Renny Banish Aunt, Ice Blast.
I don't know if I'm going to do that just yet.
Ice Blast has confirmed changes.
Because you don't have to choose a second job right away. You can wait if you want to. Now I'm going to press R to rest, because we did take a little bit of a
rest
pounding.
Completed. Nearest unexplored space. West, 1, south, 2. West, 2, south, 2. Nearest unexplored space. East, 2, south, 2. West, 2. Nearest unexplored space, south, 1. Nearest unexplored space, east, 1. Encountered 2 enemies. Silver Mane, Cape Bat 2. Renny Lesidol, fight. Cape Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 2 damage. Injured. 2 damage.
Yeah, now resting will completely restore your HP and MP. Most of the time.
Silver Mane, Cape Bat 2. Cape Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground.
I mean, you'll always...
The Cape Bat's head is bitten off. The Silver Mane spits Cape Bat's head onto the ground. The Cape Bat has been defeated. 40 experience awarded.
Now, your pet will sometimes swallow a body part it bites off, and so will other enemies that do that to you. But, yeah. Anyway, As I was saying,
the following unidentified scroll, four healing potion,
unidentified scroll. But as I was saying, when you rest, well, first of all, you can be attacked while resting, which means you'll have to rest again if you are. But you will always restore your MP to full when you rest. But you might not always get full hit points back. If you have a body part that's mangled, you won't restore full HP when you rest. You need to use a healing potion or the heal spell on that specific body part to restore it. Or if, you know, you're missing a limb, you won't... Because your hit points, your total hit points are divided over your various body parts. So this isn't a game where you have until your hit points reach zero before you die, like I said. You can die just from taking 10 damage if they hit you hard enough in the head or the torso. But you noticed...
Encounter three
game?
Yeah,
some
one
of these...
Damage.
Ow.
Five magic, some ice blast, Hudgel Trench, Cobalt Thief, Cobalt 1, Hudgel Trench Wound. Hudgel Trench Wound is a female Cobalt Thief.
You'll notice that some of these enemies actually have names. These are probably adventurer type. Well, even if they're not actually the adventurer job class, they're adventurers
Wait,
of some kind.
13 damage, injured, Cobalt Thief.
Yeah, you notice
Cobalt
that the.
Uses hide.
Oh
Cobalt
shit,
thief
hide. I hate
Cobalt
hide.
Sylve Mane, Cobalt 1, 8 damage, badly injured, Hudgel Trench Wound. Sylve Mane, 2 damage, 1 damage. Cobalt Thief, Sylve Mane, sneak attack, 2 damage. Hyde has baited
Fortunately,
Cobalt 1, Renny Lessidor, 1 damage.
Ow.
Sylve Mane, Cobalt Thief, 4 damage. Injured, Renny Lessidor, Fuck Match, Ice, Hudgel Trench. Right leg, 11 damage. Critically injured, Hudgel Trench Wound, Renny Lessidor, Waist, 1 damage. Waist, light damage. Cobalt Thief uses Hyde. Cobalt
Again.
Thief into the shadows. Cobalt 1, Sylve Mane, Hudgel Trench Wound, 8 damage, Hudgel Trench Wound has been defeated, Renny Lessidor, Fart Magic Summon Ice Block Cobalt 1, Head, 15 damage, the Cobalt has been defeated, Cobalt Thief, Renny Lessidor, Sneak Attack, 2 damage, Hyde has faded from the Cobalt Thief, Renny Lessidor,
now,
Fight.
Now, the way Hyde works is that as long as there are other enemies on the screen, you can't attack the person who's hidden, but if you kill all the enemies on screen, are all the other enemies in the group, you can obviously attack the hidden one, even though they're still considered hidden. So...
Magic, Sun, Ice, the Cobalt Thief.
And obviously you can't really use Hide if you're the only person on screen, because it won't...
17 damage. The Cobalt Thief has been defeated. 294 experience awarded. Nearest
and we're actually
space,
pretty...
South, 1.
Pretty lucky, because, well, that sneak attack didn't do much damage. Depending on what you're fighting, sneak attack can actually be
nearest
pretty nasty.
Space. West 4, North 1. There is a stairway down here. This floor has been...
Okay, we've completely explored this floor.
You descend to the second floor.
Now, to descend a floor, you hit the period key. Now, if I wanted to go back up, I would hit the comma key. But we don't want to do that, obviously.
Encountered one enemy. Round and Crag Mountain. Renny Lessidor. Light damage. Injured.
Ow.
Renny Lessidor. Five. Magic. Sun Ice Blast. Round and Crag Mountain. Round and Crag Mountain is a male kobold. Hip. Head. 16 damage.
He is now dead.
Round and Crag Mountain's head is mangled. Round and Crag Mountain has been defeated. 90 experience awarded.
You notice that the Ice Blast spell... is now doing more damage.
Encountered three enemies. Dungeon Creep 2. Dungeon
oh.
Creep uses subdivide.
Dungeon I Creep hate these guys.
Two. Dungeon
honestly.
Creep 1. Sylve Mane. Backlight 4. 2 damage. Dungeon Creep 3. Dungeon Creep uses subdivide. Dungeon
that
Creep
is why I hate
Dungeon Creep 3. 8 damage.
Dungeon,
the Dungeon Creep has been defeated. Renny Lessidor.
They don't have much
Dungeon
HP,
Creep.
But...
2 damage. Badly injured. 3 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated.
But the fact that
Dungeon
they can subdivide
Dungeon
like that...
Creep
and actually, that's
injured.
One of the only...
Dungeon Creep 5.
That's only one of the two
injured.
Abilities...
Dungeon Creep 4.
I should say, that is...
Dungeon Creep 2. 8 damage.
Subdivide
Dungeon Creep has been defeated.
Is one of the only two abilities
Dungeon Creep.
That we know of that the Wanderer three job damage. Class can learn.
Critically injured, 3 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. Dungeon Creep 5, Remy Lesidol, 2 damage. Injured, Silver Mane, Dungeon Creep 5, 8 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. 150 experience awarded.
The only good thing about Subdivide is it means that you get more experience.
Encountered 3 enemies.
Game?
Necromancer Fighter, Silver Mane, left hind leg, 4 damage. Giant Rat, Silver Mane, 3 damage. Cave Bat, Remy Lesidol, 1 damage. Silver Mane, Cave Bat. Remy Lesidol, Fuck Magic, Sub Ice, Cave Bat. Giant Rat, Goblin Necromancer Fighter.
Rule. When you've got a group of enemies with a necromancer in it, take out the necromancer first.
Head, 12 damage. The goblin necromancer.
Otherwise,
is mangled. The goblin necromancer
they will
fighting has been defeated.
Revive any Giant other rat, enemies you kill.
Name, 3 damage. Injured.
Ow.
Renia Lesidol, 1 damage. Silver Mane, Giant Rat, 8 damage. The giant rat has been defeated. Renia Lesidol, Bark Cape. Cape Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 4 damage. Critically injured, 3 damage. The cave bat's torso is mangled. The cave bat has been defeated. 125 experience awarded. Resting.
I'm going to get some rest because we got down to injured status there. Now,
resting complete.
I was going to say, you may have heard earlier that we picked up an unidentified scroll. That scroll allows you to cast a spell that you don't necessarily know. But unfortunately, you can only use it once, and there's a bug with unidentified items that sometimes you'll go to identify them, which can only be done with either an identify scroll or by paying money in shops. But the problem is that sometimes the game will, you'll go through your inventory and you'll say you'll have an unidentified scroll or some unidentified potions. But when you go to identify, it'll say you have no items that need identifying. So, obviously there's something wrong with...
Encountered one enemy. Ratkin Barbarian. Renia Lesidol. 2 damage.
Ratkin.
Right arm. 2 damage. Silver Mane. Ratkin Barbarian. 8 damage. Injured. Renia Lesidol.
These guys are interesting because...
Sun Ice Blast. Sun and Bone.
No, I'm not gonna...
Ratkin. 2 damage. Badly injured. 3 damage. Critically injured, Ratkin Barbarian, Silver Mane, 1 damage.
These guys damage. Have the ability...
Silver Mane, Ratkin Barbarian, 8 damage. The Ratkin Barbarian has been defeated. 100 experience award.
Ooh, we got some money.
2 gold. Nearest unexplored space, south, 7, west, 2, north, 4. Encountered 2 enemies. Renia Lesidol, 5. Magic Sub Ice Blast. Dungeon Creep, 1. 14 damage. The Dungeon Creep.
Okay, that may
dungeon
have been overkill.
Renia Lesidol,
3
damage. Silver Mane. Dungeon
Kill it.
Creep, 2. 8 damage.
Thank
the
you.
The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. 60 experience awarded. Nearest unexplored space. South, 1. West, 2. North, 4. Nearest unexplored space. West, 1. Nearest unexplored space. North, 1.
Now, this game, that's one thing I should point out, is that this game, the dungeon layouts are almost are usually completely random. So, I'm walking. Now, I should point out that the arrow keys move you in each of the cardinal directions. I probably should have said this earlier, but up moves north, down moves south, left moves west, and right moves east. In case you hadn't guessed that. I probably should have.
Encountered one enemy.
Game?
Ratkin Necromancer Thief. Silver Mane. Light damage. Silver Mane. Ratkin Necromancer Thief. 7 damage. Injured. Renia Lesidol. Fuck Nap Sun. Ratkin Necromancer Thief. Head. 15 damage.
Yeah, that's all we need. A necromancer that can hide.
Ratkin Necromancer Thief has been defeated. 100 experience awarded. Nearest unexplored space. North. 3. West. 2. North. 4. Encountered 2 enemies. Silver Mane, Cave Bat 2. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Renia Lesidol.
Come on.
Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 5 damage.
Thank you.
The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. 40 experience awarded. Nearest unexplored space. East, 4. South, 6. East, 4. Encountered 3 enemies. Silver Mane,
okay.
Cape Bat 2. Cape Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cape Bat's torso is mangled. The Cape Bat has been defeated. Giant Rat, Renulesidal. Renulesidal, fuck Cape Bat 1. Cape Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 2 damage. Injured, 4 damage. The Cape Bat's torso is mangled. The Cape Bat has been defeated. Silver Mane, Giant Rat. Renulesidal, Giant. 2 damage. Front left 4, 4 damage. The giant rat's front left paw is shattered, badly injured. Giant rat, silver mane, left hind leg, 2 damage. Silver mane, giant rat, 8 damage. The giant rat has been defeated, 65 experience awarded. Nearest unexplored space, north, 8, west, 2, north, 2. Nearest unexplored space, east, 1. Encountered 3 enemies, Renulesidal, fight. Cape Bat 1, giant Cape Bat 2, giant Cape... Cape Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 2 damage.
Damn it.
Injured. Cape Bat 2. Silver Mane. 1 damage. Giant Rat. Renulesidal. 3 damage. Silver Mane. Cape Bat 2. Cape Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cape Bat's torso is mangled. The Cape Bat has been defeated. Cape Bat 1. The Cape Bat takes flight. Silver Mane. Cape Bat 1. Cape Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cape Bat's torso is mangled. The Cape Bat has been defeated. Giant Rat. Silver Mane. 3 damage. Injured, Renulesidal, giant, 4 damage, badly injured, front right leg, 3 damage, the giant rat has been defeated, 65 experience awarded. Nearest unexplored space, north, 1. Nearest unexplored space, west, 1, north, 1, west, 1, north, 1, west. Nearest unexplored space, west, 1. There is a stairway up here. Nearest unexplored space, south, 2, east, 1. Nearest unexplored space, south, 1. Nearest unexplored space, west, 2, north, 2, east, 4, north. Nearest unexplored space, north, 4, west, 2, north, 2. There is a stairway up here. Nearest unexplored space, east, 4, south, 2, east, 4. Nearest unexplored space, north, 1. Nearest unexplored space, east, 1. You've stumbled into a room where a halfling is being held captive. There is a stairway down here. Ratkin Brawler. Ratkin Brawler uses grapple. Renulesidal is being restrained. Silver Mane.
Oh,
Ratkin Brawler. 8 damage. Injured. Kobold. Silver Mane. Light damage. Injured. Renulesidal is being grappled by Ratkin Brawler and unable to act. Goblin Assassin. Renulesidal. Renulesidal has been sent sprawling through the air. 1 damage. Injured. Kobold. Silver Mane. Light damage. Injured. Ratkin Brawler. Ratkin Brawler uses headbutt. Head. 4 damage. Injured. Renulesidal is no longer restrained. Goblin Assassin. Goblin Assassin uses hide. Goblin Assassin slips into the shadows. Silver Mane. Ratkin Brawler. 8 damage. Critically injured. Renulesidal. Stand. Magic Sun Ice. Kobold. Ratkin Brawler. Left leg. 13 damage. The Ratkin Brawler has been defeated.
Of course, now that assassin
Kobold
is hiding.
Renulesidal. Left foot. Light damage. Injured. Silver Mane. Kobold. 8 damage. Badly injured. Goblin Assassin. Silver Mane. Sneak attack. 5 damage. Badly injured. Hide has faded from the Goblin Assassin. Renulesidal. Stamp. Magic. Sub ice bluff. Goblin. Right arm. 17 damage. The Goblin Assassin's right arm is mangled. Critically injured. Kobold. Renulesidal. Light damage. Injured. Silver Mane. Goblin Assassin. 8 damage. The Goblin Assassin has been defeated. Kobold. Renulesidal. Renulesidal. Fuck magic defend. Magic sub ice for Kobold. 15 damage. The Kobold has been defeated.
Got him.
255 experience awarded. Collected 3 gold. You release Zupok Gold Helper. As a sign of gratitude, Zupok Gold Helper joins your group.
Okay, so we have a new party member. More party members! Bad HC Bailey impersonation. But let's see what we have here. We know it's a halfling.
General information. Zupok Gold Helper is a male halfling druid.
Ooh, a druid.
Allocate skill points. Rename.
The druid, as I said, that's an interesting class.
Please type the character's given name. Now enter the character's family name. This character's name is Regis Rumpelbelly. Is this okay? Zupok Gold...
Cancelled. Options because as I said before,
General in choose secondary job. Silk Bridges Lump Lump General in allocates Bridges Lump Lightning. Level summon animal. Level 1 of 5.
Ah, the druid also has the summon animal spell.
Lightning, stakes, net regeneration, confirm changes, summon animal.
Ah, I guess the druid doesn't have the reincarnate spell. I thought they did. You have to...
Summon Aminol. Level 1 of 5. Lightning. Level 1 of 5.
Well, since I'll probably never use the...
Summon Aminol. Confirm changes.
Summon animal spell.
Canceled.
I'm gonna probably...
Option mode. Save game. Save in game. Save...
I'll probably just focus on lightning. But, what awaits us on the next floor? Tune in next time to find out.
Viewfinder. Flash. Elapsed time. Stop recording. Photo and video. Elapsed time. 30 minutes. 20. Stop recording video. Viewfinder. Viewfinder.
Come
image.
On.
Flash. Off. Button. Elapsed. Stop recording video.
Crap.
Viewfinder. Image. Mode. Stop recording video. Button. Stop recording video.